FM 94.3 WJTL, Castle Crowns, all because of mercy. Good morning to you at 7:04.
Well, weeknights from 8 to 10, you get to help the program with the music on WJTL. Abby is your host tonight. Email, Facebook, or call in your request to Abby this evening between 8 and 10. It's the WJTL Request Show, sponsored by Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Kevin King, returns to WJTL. Kevin, the Executive Director of Mennonite Disaster Services. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Welcome
and be back.
Back
here in my friends in Lancaster County.
Yeah.
Loving it.
So great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Absolutely. To our staff out there that are listening, and 30 staff, even listening online, perhaps. Throughout the U.S., so we are a national, Canadian, and bi-national organization. So our 30 staff out there that are empowering 7,000 to 8,000 volunteers a year.
Yeah, you and I were reminiscing about Lisa going to Louisiana with you.
It was awesome.
Yeah, what disaster was that? Do you remember?
Boy, if you can help me with that too, because it's been 20 years of disasters, but I think it was Hurricane Ike. She went down there and saw our volunteers in action, actually picked up a hammer herself and was swinging hope, and mostly, and actually doing live broadcasts from Louisiana.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it made a tremendous impact, and in fact, enabled additional volunteers to sign up and go. So that was powerful good.
Yeah, that
Maybe
was
we can
awesome.
Do it again.
Yeah. So you guys have really grown over the years. The good news is that's great. You could do more. The bad news, it's pretty much as a result of more disasters.
Absolutely.
Tell us about Mennonite Disaster Service.
Thank you. Yes. Actually, Mennonite Disaster Service, we respond to disasters and rebuilding homes throughout U.S. and Canada with volunteers. So our mission really is empowering, leveraging volunteers to go out for a week or more and to rebuild homes, clean up, repair, rebuild. I mean, last year they did like 90 homes, they new builds, 400 cleanups and repairs, and the work just continues more and more. In fact, when I started 20 years ago, we did about, there was respond about 4 or 5 major disasters a year. So one every $1 billion disaster every 80 days. Now disasters are happening every 18 days.
Wow.
So
wow.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
And but the volunteers keep coming, and we're excited that we can still continue to restore hope.
Yeah. So many people talk about the bad things happening in the church.
Uh-huh.
You see the good side of the church and everybody working together.
Absolutely. I see the best that's coming out of our congregations. And I see tremendous collaboration and partnerships across denominations.
Yeah.
I mean, when we need warehousing, I'll call the Adventist. When we need more chainsaws, we'll call the Yellow Shirts, Southern Baptist, or partnering with American Red Cross, Salvation Army, Samaritan's Purse. We need case management, we'll call the Methodist, Lutheran World Relief. Brethren Disaster Ministries, got to give a special shout out to my friends there. Each one of us have a special niche.
Yeah.
And so they're on a first name basis. When disaster strikes, our staff reach out and call them, or they'll call us.
Which is great.
We had a Jewish group in the basements of flooded Detroit and say, where are the Mennonites? What's happening? Oh, we need you here. And so we call each other.
Yeah.
And working with the local, state, and federal officials, FEMA, Lancaster Emergency Management, the Emergency Management. So we partner together. That is an untold story in America.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Man. Yeah, I love that. So with more disasters, I'm guessing there's more need for volunteers,
Absolutely.
For support. What can our listeners do?
Absolutely. I say 3 words, pray, pay, and go.
Mm.
Pray as in pray for the effective work of these volunteers that go. When they come to a site like Nama and Georgina, I think of them in Vermont, that lost their home to 6 inches of water and sewage, 4 feet of water got in their house. They're despondent. They're traumatized. Their marriage is falling apart. Volunteers show up, muck out, clean up, rewire, put on sheetrock, paint. Their marriage is back together again.
Wow.
These people are traumatized, but when we show up, we come as strangers, but we often say we leave as friends.
Wow. Yeah.
And the love of Christ is shown through in a hands-on, practical way.
Yeah. Love that. If folks want to become a part, they want to find out how to pray, how to pay, how to go.
Absolutely. Come to our website, mds.org. We need you. We need volunteers to come for a week or more. We need those leadership volunteers that can cook or do office management at the project sites. We'll train, we'll pay your way to and from the leadership volunteers. That's the most critical link.
Yeah. Check it out online, mds.org. We'll talk more with Kevin coming up in a bit. We have more music on the way to Sarah Kroger, 10th Avenue North, next. With SR.